There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
So I'm in Ukraine. One thing I noticed, Sasha, Malia, there ain't no black people here.
Shocker. Did we Aunt Bing Ukraine?
I understand the shock, but he must have been prepared for that.
He must have been. I don't think Caesar was. I don't think Caesar was prepared for anything. Clearly,
you know what it is? Clearly, he's 50 years old. He has lived a life.
But what life?
Is there a social awkwardness that kind of prohibits him from having some type of normal relationship with other people?
There's something going on because
what
I wrote, y'all, this is a single life. We're just jumping in.
TSL, this is,
before
season
we jump
two.
In, season three, episode two, make me a match.
If match you're maker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a fine. Catch me a catch.
Da-da-da-da. So this is going up on
Tuesday.
Tuesday for people on the Patreon Supercast.
Tonight.
Right?
Tonight for
some
for
Monday.
Patreon. Nope. Tonight Wait. For Patreon and Supercast.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Tonight, which is Monday. It goes up tonight.
That's what I say. So it goes up Monday. So if you're listening, and then our...
Tonight, which is Monday.
And then it goes up for Tuesday for everybody else
yes.
in the regular feed. I say that up because we keep saying this, but I think it's keep still important. It's, y'all, do your Googling, do your Aunt Binging, whatever you need to do. Find out, like, educate yourself on what's happening in Puerto Rico and send them our love. Send them money if you can to different organizations.
Lin-Manuel Miranda just tweeted out, I'm going to fuck this up. It was an organization that was on the ground in Puerto Rico.
Great.
Here, talk while I look this up. I can find
it. If you haven't been paying attention, I posted on my own Instagram just a harrowing video of a bridge. It's kind of making the rounds all over. I think a lot of news people are reporting and showing as well. But it's a
that
bridge
just
that had
built.
Just been completed. And it's horrible and riveting, but I mean horrible. You can't have seen this bridge being, this new bridge being washed away by rushing waters. And just all... Something that takes years, months to build is just, you see it ripped out of the ground in just 10 seconds, and it is horrifying.
It's the Hispanic Federation. You can find them on Twitter at Hispanic Fed, and they are doing, they are on the ground right now.
So, because when we're recording this, the country is still, or the state is still without power. Yep.
Not a state, actually.
Yeah, that's well, the territory.
Territory.
Yes, territory. Yes. So, anyway.
The island.
Yes, the island.
It's still without power.
Still without power. So, anyway, we just want to bring awareness to that because we know we have some sissies there. So, and they're just part, you know, they're
our normal people who care about people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And don't drop them off in crazy places in the U.S. for political stunts because they're actual human beings.
Yes. Yes.
And that's not political.
That's not really political. I'm very glad now. I'm very glad. Hopefully we have a, hopefully no one's throwing paper towels when they go to Puerto Rico this time. I'm hoping for that. Double It, y'all.
The Double It tour coming to a town near you. If you live on the East Coast in a major metropolitan area.
It's true.
In five cities.
Y'all, Poodle's birthday extravaganza.
I still haven't figured out what I want to do.
I have. Got some ideas.
I don't care if that's my birthday.
Well, you know.
I'll overrule it. Well, I'll do it that night. If you put something, even if you surprise me.
No, I don't know.
You're those headphones,
Hairphones.
They look like hairphones. Your earphones, when your hair is long, you look like Clarabelle.
Oh, thank you.
That wasn't a compliment.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Poodle. Sending me love. I'll remember that for your birthday show, y'all. But that second night of Tampa, remember, same hoes,
different shows. Anything goes.
Anything.
There you go. Bring your husband, bring your boyfriend,
or bring your hot cousin. They ain't related
to
us.
We'll all get in the menagerie.
Not related to us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're very excited for Tampa. I still hope Libby reaches out to you to have a voice
Maybe.
Lesson. You're going to do a reaction video, aren't you?
I need to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you should tell Christina. She'll do a little thing for you. An edit.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. I should have done that. Can we not talk about show business?
It's fine. Anyway, y'all, check our TikTok, Reality Gaze, and check our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. That's where you can get that information. You can also go to see our memes. And because we're up in our meme game, and you can go to our Linktree link to get tickets for the Double It Tour.
Yes. All those things.
All those things. What else? Anything else? I think I will say, y'all, if you don't listen, it's fine. But if you have or whatever, we're doing Single Life. And then after this, recovering Below Deck Med. And, oh, I was so excited that classic Sandy came back. I'm ready
well,
for it.
Well, she's starting to. One thing about Sandy that she can't handle is when things are the least bit unorganized. Because it just bugs the fuck out of her.
Oh,
and
wow.
She kind of has a freak out.
She did. It's good. Anyway.
It's good to see her kind of like it's that really it's also that passive aggressive thing that she's well known for.
Yeah.
Also there's a lot more aggression. It's like 20% passive, 80% aggression.
Yeah, it's a good season. I'm liking it.
Yeah, I think we've got the most unqualified Chief Stew or one of the worst Chief Stews in a while. Yeah.
She's not good.
Yeah.
She's not good.
Yeah, who's skating by?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Well, and her boy. Yeah. Anyway, we're not covering that show. We're not going to talk about it. But I'm saying it's clearly we're starting to talk about it. It's good. So anyway, check it out. But something that to me is even better is, God, I love the single. I also love that it's only 48 minutes. I forget the first episode's longer.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, the menagerie. We've got a new Veronica, the kind of normie.
She's
coming
the normie.
On this season.
And full disclosure, we know her. And we probably will come for her, although that's kind of hard to do. If we have something, we take an issue with something, we will come for her. But
I will text her and say, we coming for you, girl.
I think she'll be fine with that.
I think she will, too.
She knows we love her.
And she knows we love her.
It's fairness.
It's fairness. So probably it's not going to be her we come for. It's
no.
It's going to be more Tim.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be more y'all. Chester Cheetah is back.
yo, I got my vape pen and I'm ready to go.
He got a new haircut too.
Yeah, I just had the guy. I said, just drive that thing right through my hair. Got a girlfriend waiting on me. It's your boy.
ain't easy.
Ooh, that took my heart cheesy. Back to our very first season.
Yes,
of
that
Before
was our
the
first
90 Days.
Season.
It was our season two, but
Veronica.
Yennefer and Jesse broke up. Apparently now Tiger King is tweeting
Who
about,
else can make it work?
Yeah.
If they can't make it work, who can?
Well, now Tiger King and Jesse, because he's tweeting that Jesse has him in his corner with pictures of him.
You know, if you would have put that on that bingo card of them two kind of forming a friendship, first I would say no, and then I go, no, wait, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
They're both absolute. So they're both so thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your 15 minutes is over, Tiger King.
I know.
It's done.
That was 2020, Tiger King.
Oh, which reminds me, y'all, speaking of 2020, Love is Blind. I forgot about
season
the thing.
Season Trey.
We are...
Tres.
We're going to have
three for most of you.
Three. We're going to have an announcement next week about Love is Blind that's going to go up on the regular 90 Day show. Big announcement coming.
I'm on it.
You're on it.
Sorry, I spoiled it. I'm on the show. I snuck in as one of the women in a wig. And no one suspected
no
a thing.
You said yes.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to find a husband.
You said you can lift me up on your back at any concert.
Yeah, I'll ride you around all right.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. Anyway, y'all.
Spoiler alert, I'm not on the show, but season 3 is coming out October 19th.
Yep. It's just an exciting little, we're going to do our tour. Exciting little kind of birthday little smorgasbord. You're getting all the gifts.
Birthday little smorgasbord.
Yeah, we have your birthday and then our birthday, Poodle's Extravaganza. And then the next week you're getting Love is Blind.
That's true. Oh, I guess it is. I just never heard you say the word smorgasbord before, and it kind of grossed me out.
Smorgasbord. And then, hey, poor granny, I love a smorgasbord. You lick my, oh, granny, push it in, you lick me in the ass, it's a smorgasbord.
Stop.
Poor granny.
Stop it.
Anyway, thank you to Netflix, who has been a wonderful media partner with us and is allowing us access. And so Love is Blind is going to come out on the 19th, and our shows are going to, whatever they release on the 19th, because they think they do it in batches, but we will be dropping all of our shows on that on
as many
on
as
the
they have
the next day, right on the next that
12:01 on the 20th.
Yes, Pacific time.
Yes.
Anyway, Hawaii, I guess, gets it early.
You're lucky.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's jump into this because I've never been more excited to talk about Caesar. Things I didn't think I was going to say.
Say why you're so excited. I'm
excited because, well, first of all, I'm excited because he doesn't get it.
He does not. That's why he's perfect for reality television.
He's perfect for reality television. And I actually found myself, y'all, again, Caesar was our first season that we covered.
Yeah.
Before the 90 Day season 2. Now that I've seen the litany of men that are so shitty to women and and not even men. If we look at Kimberly, of people that just want to basically financially own people from other countries. This guy's in it for love. I think this guy, granted, is he subjecting? Is he sexualizing specifically Ukrainian women?
Yeah.
And yes, but
I think his optimism and naivete are endearing.
There's not a malice in it. It doesn't feel like there's a power of ownership in it. It's just like, hey, I really like blonde Ukrainian women. I had one woman that was attracted to me that I thought, this is what I'm into.
Who I paid her $600 a week.
But maybe I'm being naive, but I don't.
You are. That's okay.
But I don't. Then I don't see the David and Lana. I don't see the Kimberly and Usman.
I don't think you can paint all of them with the same brush.
I agree. The Angela and Michael in this. I don't see the I'm an American kind of.
No. If it's there, it is subtle. And I don't believe anything about Caesar is subtle because he's too, just let's be honest, not intelligent enough probably to be subtle.
He's a dummy.
So
very much so.
And I don't mean this as defending. I'm like, y'all, show me. Come at me. But when I watch this, I feel in a weird way, completely skeezed out, but then also this sweetness that... Can this happen for him?
No, like, absolutely will, not. Absolutely
but,
not.
But will a Ukrainian woman go, here's a mark that's perfect for me? But I feel like...
Maybe, but they're always... Because he refuses to engage at a level that is not his level.
Yeah.
Because he's only wanting the prettiest girls, the prettiest blonde white Ukrainian girls.
Uh-huh.
That's what he wants.
Uh-huh.
And with that, he is setting aside all other things about love. He only sees the outside package.
The object.
Yes. And the other may come later. But yeah. He's just not too concerned with it.
But he also feels like if he sees the outside package and he's in that, that's almost like what he's, that's enough for him to qualify as love.
I believe so.
It's really fascinating to watch him, to be honest.
I think he doesn't read any social cues.
No.
And his understanding of male and female relationships stopped at age 10.
Yeah, I mean, how are your feelings watching it now kind of with different eyes? Because now I feel like we had open eyes the first season, and now, y'all, we've seen, you know, we see some guy piss on some other guy in the alley, and they're like, I gotta say harder.
Yeah.
Like, we're jaded now. So what? How do you feel when you watch Caesar now? Is it different?
I do feel a little bit of empathy, but we're going to watch him act a fool.
Oh, yes.
And he's perfect because there is no awareness. What he thinks is going to, quote unquote, get women, he's
not
so wrong.
He's so wrong.
And wrong in only a way that could be funny.
Yeah.
So I see him as a clown.
Yeah.
And so I don't necessarily get very emotional when he's the special kind of cringe, because as a clown, he does seem to be earnest. That I believe.
Yeah, that's the word. There's an earnestness to him.
I don't think you can put earnestness and being a good person together.
No.
Nor do I think there's like this pure, nice Americanness to him, because I don't really see that either.
No. But I don't see him as a bad person.
No, it's hard to see, because he's definitely putting up some kind of idea for us to see. And I think he is trying to live on television. He's trying to live a life that is bigger than the life he lives.
Oh, for sure.
And this...
First of all, his
50th birthday is coming soon.
Soon.
And it's weird. He says, I don't have much time left. It's almost like he turns 55, even though he probably looks similarly. He's not going to be attractive anymore. It's Caesar. I don't understand this rationale. I think a lot of it is that the production on this storyline is trying to find a way to up the stakes even more for him.
But 50 is a big age. And it's, you know, Debbie keeps talking about being
right.
70. But with Debbie,
I get that.
She feels like she is running out of time. And that's valid.
That's why this storyline of him saying 50, and especially for men, y'all, men can be older and still get younger women. It is not the reverse.
Yeah.
And so for him to say that, it's kind of like, oh, come on.
But he probably doesn't, I don't know if he realizes that.
He might not.
Again, because he seems so clueless.
Yeah.
This was filmed in December. It was heartbreaking seeing how beautiful the city was, mm-hmm. and knowing now what happened.
Well, Kyiv hasn't been as hit
that's
by some of the
true,
others,
true,
but
right.
but yeah, the eastern part of the country has been
country,
really bad off.
So I'm glad that they put that thing before. So he's going to meet these women, and
Katrina, the matchmaker.
I'm gonna say this again. I've admitted this before.
Who's real?
She's real. The shirt Caesar wears to meet her. I fucking had that shirt from Old Navy.
He has worn that shirt.
Two shirts now I've had of Caesar's. I don't like that feeling.
So, y'all, Caesar's quite real. Strangely enough, he's quite real.
So it just shows you his nice shirt to wear is Old Navy.
Right.
When he's going to be with all those other people.
Well, don't worry. He's dressing up for the occasion.
Yeah, he is dressing up. So, yes, we meet Katarina, the matchmaker. And so she tells him, she says, oh, you look fit. And I went, oh, she knows what to say.
Oh, this is such a bullshit artist. I have had 70 couples since 2013, and I keep in touch with all of them.
Did Katarina go to the school?
Olga Podolskaya School?
Yes.
For girls to meet a Chinese rich businessman?
Literally, because there is a rich businessman on the strip.
I think that she went to a school that's comparable, but I think the Olga Podolskaya School is for only the savviest girls who will do anything.
Oh, anything. Okay.
That was also the title, School for Olga Podolskaya for Girls Who Will Do Anything to Get Rich Chinese Businessmen.
So maybe, she had to shorten it, copyright issues. So maybe when women go to Katarina's matchmaking service, if they don't get someone comes to them when they're walking down a dark alley and says, you will find love.
Maybe.
Or something. I think call this
Olga's,
number.
Olga's school isn't about that. It's like, you take this into your own hands.
But
you're your own boss.
Like they just come out of an alley and say, do you want to find man? And they just hand
them. Do you want to find man? You're going to have to work for it.
And they hand them a dead bird. And they go, what the fuck is this? And they have to figure it out.
Yo, she's a girl boss. Yeah. I hate that term, but she is. She teaches you to be your own girl boss.
She does.
That was Maria. Maria was a girl boss.
She was. So
otherwise known as a boss.
So there, she's saying, so Katarina says, he seems attractive. And she said, she even mentioned, she's like, I think it'll be good for him. I don't have a lot of black clients. And
so I think she said, I've never done this for a black colored person before. And that
did
was her.
Did she say colored?
I think she said, or black person with black skin.
Black skin.
That was what it was.
That's what she said.
Yes.
And they
for
start
a black skinned person. That's what it was.
And Caesar starts talking about, well, I know how to take care of a woman. Because I can do her nails.
And she went, oh.
Oh. She's like, that's not popular profession for men.
You can't replicate this. That's why you know it's real.
It's real.
He is more than happy to tell anyone who will listen that he is a nail tech.
And that kind of endears him to me in a way that he's taking something.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't even, he knows, but
he's still a fucking creep.
But he's so dumb, he doesn't even get the shame. Like,
no.
He shouldn't have shame.
He shouldn't
have shame that he's a nail tech, but the fact that he has no shame in it, I'm like, good for you.
Him being a nail tech is the best thing about him.
It really is.
He actually says, he's like, is that a solar nail?
Yeah.
Points that she's like, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's like, well, I'm a nail tech.
I can take care of women's feet and their toes.
And she says, I can tell, you are a good man. I can tell this. She's like, just choose with your heart. He's like, okay, I'll remember that. Y'all, he forgot that 5 minutes after.
He forgot that. He's like, I'm not fit for everyone, but I'll try.
Mark my words. He's going to go up to, he's going to have like a top four in the room, and it's going to be the prettiest girls he talks to.
Oh, for sure.
He's not able, there's something with his relations with women, there's something that says if he doesn't get the prettiest one, that either he's not worthy or something.
I think Caesar, if you ask him, like, what celebrity are you most like? He will say Denzel Washington. He will. I think that is his sense of self. It's very...
You're right. It is
like what you said.
Separate from who he really is.
The confidence of a moderate... If people could just have half the confidence of a mediocre
white man.
And this is, he's not a white man.
Mediocre
but still,
black man.
But he has, of a straight man,
yeah.
He has this type of confidence that I don't know where it comes from. But I think he thinks when he goes to these beautiful women, he thinks of himself like that.
And the weirdest thing is, so they talk about the meet and greet where he's going to meet 15 ladies.
So good.
And he's dressing up, y'all. He's in a suit. I think
doesn't fit.
It's in an ill-fitting suit with a bow tie, with a vest.
The neck doesn't fit. The neck
no.
is too, it looks like he lost weight since he bought the suit, or he borrowed the suit from someone who was bigger.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
That's what I think too.
But then I don't know where he got this top hat. Like it blew by on the street in Ukraine. And like
went,
snow.
Wait.
Like what's his name?
Like Frosty the snowman. Yep. And he put,
Frosty. I'll get you, Frosty. That's my magician's.
We can't go into that. You have an obsession with that cartoon.
That show is an allegory. I won't go into it.
But
it's a whole thing where I talk about Frosty the Snowman also, and how fucking dark it was.
It also, his hat doesn't match.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's a black hat and he has a gray suit.
You would wear this with like a black tailcoat.
Yes.
In the most fanciest of opera galas.
You could maybe do a white coat with black pants, but like something black to match it and coordinate. It's just a completely gray suit with a powder blue tie. And then a black hat.
He thinks he's a rapper. I think that's he. There's this. He's using fashions like that.
You said it when we were having a call with our sissy team, our producer Christina and Caitlin, and you said he's dressed as the Monopoly Man. And I actually think maybe a rapper, but I think this is what Caesars thinks you dress
for
as
money.
when you're rich.
Yeah,
you wear. He actually thinks. Rich people wear this in their homes to have dinner.
It's like, and he does kind of
live. He doesn't
know
they're wearing fucking Lululemon.
He lives in his mind of these fantasies of himself. It's like the saddest version of the Secret Life of Walter Mitty ever.
Yes. The saddest.
It's a great movie with Danny Kaye.
That's an old reference.
That is, very old reference.
So, I'm so riveted watching this. And then even more, he gets in, there's a limousine. He's like, what? It's a limousine. I'm dressed appropriately. I mean, he didn't say that, but he's thinking that.
He walks in, and there are these
three other
sex offenders. I mean,
There are three. They are just three white men who look sketch as fuck.
One of them's hot. The crypto guy is hot. Yeah.
He looks creepy, though.
But I'm telling y'all. These men have all spent too close to playgrounds.
Now, he's wearing he looks weird with his hair and his sweater. He looks like
I'm
somebody would make a podcast about him.
But the Russian guy, y'all, definitely sold state secrets.
And yes,
and there's a crypto dealer because of course there is.
Of course, there is. And then Jerry, who's a golf pro, who kind of. I don't know Jerry's life.
That guy definitely took his daughter to a daddy-daughter ball.
Oh, daddy-daughter ball. But also, he's at a golf. He sits there, and he looks at Caesar kind of like, you have no business being here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's,
read into that what you want, but I was a little bit like, he kind of leans back even.
They find out he's a nail tech, and they're
They literally, y'all, it's like, if this is scripted.
It's like, golf pro. The guy's like,
because Caesar asks, what
I
do they
Bitcoin. Do? Bitcoin. And the guy's like, the guy over
international
here,
businessman.
The guy over here is like, yes, international businessman. Yo,
and they say
that man runs a country.
He runs a country and has killed people. And then he says, oh, Caesar, what do you do, Caesar?
Nail tech.
I'm sorry, I'm going to need that in the Caesar voice.
I'm a nail tech. it is a very, it's very fulfilling for me. Tasha.
So stupid.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But and so he kind of tells them the Maria story about them.
Well, he not kind of. He just says, I met a Ukrainian woman and I was giving her $800 a week. And
they all go, oh.
Oh. Okay.
And even like golf pro sex offender over here is like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, he's like, that's a lot.
I'm telling y'all, they're all in the registry. There is no doubt. And this is like an international ring.
Oh, yeah.
These men.
And that Bitcoin guy now is broke.
Yeah.
And so Caesar's sitting there going, So you guys like Ukrainian women, they're like, yeah, we're not talking about.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
not.
We are.
We're not talking about Fight Club. We didn't even know we were going to be on TV. Like, they could tell that they're like, wait a minute, is this an episode of like Dateline or some shit? Because
it's
why
to catch a predator at any moment?
They really probably think like, what's his name? The guy who does Punked.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher is just going to pop in that thing.
No, they think, or they that think guy from Keith. What's his name?
Keith Richards. No, Keith no. Watley.
No,
Keith
none of those.
Arend.
No.
Keith. What is his name?
The date with Dateline women would be
screaming.
Would destroy you.
They're screaming.
Keith. Not Keith Harrison. That's someone I know.
Hey, Siri, who's the host of the Dateline show?
No, it just... It's not going to be...
Stone Phillips.
It's not Stone Phillips.
It's not... Oh, that was...
No,
oh,
you need to catch a predator. That
oh,
was the name
okay.
of it.
With you know what? We'll figure
God.
It out. Tweet us out.
Hey, Siri, who was the host of To Catch a Predator? Chris Hansen did it for a while.
I think we're both... We're
Keith Morrison.
Morrison. Yes, like Van. So anyway...
Oh, yes. Of course.
No relation.
Of course.
So anyway, there, and so, and that's where we see Caesar says in his ITM, he says, I'm sitting here, I'm kind of thinking I was going to make a good impression. Because again, y'all, he thinks he's a Denzel. And this guy's an international businessman. This guy's been, they're a golf pro. And he kind of says, what are they going to think about me? And when he said it, I was laughed. And then a part of me went, aww.
Oh, come on.
I know.
No, look.
I know.
Look.
Because he just didn't get it. And now there's this part of him that realizes, wait a minute. Could I be the problem?
No, he'll never get there. but I want you to think about this. Imagine the hubris of thinking with maybe $2,000 or however much this woman went, that 15 women, your personal harem, are going to be waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you believe that, and there's not going to be other four other creeps picking over them like vultures.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the whole thing's as quaint as you do.
No, I don't think it's quaint. I think it's really gross.
And so I...
But it's not quaint, but just, again, you said it. The fact that Caesar doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't get it.
It's like we're... You know what it is? I felt like we were in like one of... Like a movie. I just saw this. Like, I forget. It was not a good movie on Netflix. Kevin Hart was in it. I watched it at my mom's
Me Time.
House, where... Maybe it was Me Time.
That's the new one.
No. This was like from a year. But basically, it's one of those movies
Netflix,
like...
Netflix? No one watches a Netflix movie from a year ago?
When you're at your mother's house and
well,
it's all, you
so.
Got nothing else to do, you
when
watch
you said
whatever.
You just watched it.
Well, it was like... When was... It was like a year ago. So it wasn't that soon. But any of those movies where someone doesn't realize they're in a drug ring, they think they're at a carnival... You know all those type of movies.
That
where,
was the plot of a Kevin Hart movie.
I don't remember the. But I'm just trying to make. There's so many 80s and 90s comedy movies where it's like one guy is the cop, an undercover cop, and then somebody gets thrown into it, and they don't know that they're part of this like crime ring.
Oh,
that's the
yeah,
kind
of
movie
of kind
I feel like we're in.
And mistaken identity.
And Caesar has no idea that he's about to go to a fucking drug deal where people are just going to shoot people down and steal Ukrainian
yeah.
women.
And human trafficking.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's thinking it's going to be his. Yeah. This is what worries me, y'all. Because we get into this matchmaking thing, and all these women are there, and they're matched, and it all feels quite trafficky
yeah,
to me.
And
especially when I saw these men in the car,
yes.
I'm like, you were flown here on a private jet.
Can you imagine all of their faces when they see Monopoly Caesar walk in?
The women?
Yes.
No. No, the women are going to be more. They're going to have good poker faces on.
God, I would love to talk to a camera person that was at this trip.
Yeah, the whole storyline. I laugh, but if I think too much about
that, yes,
completely skeeps me
yes,
out.
Yes, that is it. Yeah. If you can't think too much about it, all right, y'all, let that settle in. We're going to go take a break, and we'll be right back with. Ooh.
Come on, Pee-wee. Let's go have some sexy time.
All right, Mom. Can we kill him after?
Later.
Sibling fights are unavoidable.
But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
All right, Pee Wee, we got the one suitcase that's got lots of clothes in it, and the other suitcase has got things that aren't clothes. You know what I mean?
No, Mom, what do you mean by things?
I mean all kinds of lubes. Huh? Do you know lubes?
You mean, is it like nice face lotion? I love it when you put nice lotion on me, Mom. It makes me feel so special.
It's lotion, but it puts it on your low-no parts.
Oh, no!
It's got other stuff, fun things. Oh, that's what the other thing, the other suitcase are fun things.
No, I want to know.
You'll get a real education, Pee Wee.
Y'all, it's Mother Debbie. We know because we're in Vegas, and suddenly we hear Felvis playing.
That is fake Elvis.
Fake Elvis. He just went with Felvis.
He's gonna go back heaven to see for me. We're gonna pack two suitcases. Take them to the roof.
It does kind of sound like
we're going to have sex soon after 13 years. Oh, damn, you knew.
Ho, ho.
Get your vagina out.
Get the vagina out. Get the vagina out. Get the vagina out.
They do go into great. It's kind of amazing. They spend so much time finding this garbage royalty-free shit.
Oh.
That you know that's someone's job. And it seems like to pay that person, it would cost less than to find a completely B-side of Elvis.
I don't, maybe. I would really enjoy, this is jumping ahead, but did you hear the royalty-free version of NSYNC and Veronica?
I did hear it.
What was that band called, Poodle? Did
that,
you?
That was called Lockstep.
We're Lockstep.
Spelled L-C-K-S-T-E-P.
Yes.
No O.
Yes, only the consonants.
Yes, okay. Yes,
we're
no E,
in
yes.
Lockstep with you, you in my heart.
It was great. It was good. I actually kind of was like, I would go to that concert at Lockstep.
I just, no.
I kind of want to know these people. Like, meet someone. What do you do? Oh, I sing royalty-free. I'm in a band called Lockstep.
I'm
Elvis.
The thing is, I think they can't tell people what they do for a living or something like that. Or let us know, you guys, if someone records royalty-free shit.
Well, you can't tell us.
But I wonder if, like, because I remember someone who did voiceover and they couldn't reveal what they did. And it turns out they did demo work for big singers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right. So we see Mother Debbie. And so she's basically getting ready. because Tony
is coming. She's 70 years old tomorrow.
Yeah. And Tony is coming from British Columbia.
Yeah.
So
she's got him flowers.
She's 70. Pee Wee,
I'm only 60 because I didn't come around until she was 10.
he just appeared.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my AARP card.
And y'all, there he is. He's in the hotel.
What she says before he comes, I have to say, again, Debbie in a way is, it is riveting to me to watch because this is someone who feels like she's running out of time.
She actually is.
And we just saw her have this horrible fight with her son, who she's totally enmeshed with.
The stakes couldn't be higher.
That he said, you're a bad mother. Ugh. I mean, I would never say that to my mom.
I don't think my mother would get over that.
My mother would never get over that.
I don't think so.
And Debbie said she's not going to get over that. But she says, like, I want romance.
Yeah.
She's like, thank you, man. I want romance. I have to have this now. She said, she said, I want someone to love me with all his heart and soul. That is my birthday wish.
Oh.
And I like literally went,
again. Oh. Like Caesar, if you don't think too hard about it.
That, you know what? I think that
should be the slogan of Single Life. Single Life. Single Life Season 3. Don't think too hard about it. Let yourself be taken away.
Because that's Natalie. You think it's all fun, and then you really think about, a lunatic.
Yeah. No, it's the same thing with Tania or Tanya.
Yeah.
When we think about Tanya saying, you're not my soulmate. And things like that. And just, or awful things Tanya said, or ridiculous things she said. And especially with someone like, or Tiffany later. We haven't seen Tiffany, but I have to really rewire my brain.
We are. But did you notice the way Debbie was sitting at the bar and she was so nervous waiting for him?
And she even said this. She's like, what if he doesn't turn me on? What if I don't turn him on?
Again, it's
hoping for twinges.
Mom, I know why you're talking about twinges.
Hoping for twinges,
no,
Pee-wee.
Mom. That makes, you know I don't like
I love a good twinge.
Makes me feel electric.
I find it all the way down in my poo-poo.
No, it makes me want to jump to the other side of your face.
But this is relatable. We all, when we go on a first date, we have these, like, and she's saying this, and it goes back to...
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm quite calm because I know where it's going to wind up.
Wow. Wow.
Or I'm excited, but only the excitement of the hunt.
Yeah. So let's talk about Debbie.
I'm spying a gazelle at the edge of the savannah.
I would rather talk about Debbie making out with Tony because that grosses me out less than this.
That and gazelle has wandered from the flock.
Yeah.
Pounce, Jaguar, pounce.
All right. So, wow. So he does. He comes in and they just kind of kiss and hug. And she kind of almost like... falls into him like Nicole does to Azen.
Yeah.
In a way. This is not as weird.
It was sweet at first. Then I had to look through my eyes.
I mean, they start making out in this bar.
It was the mouth sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that.
And then they go to the rooftop and they're at the and like old people, they just start talking about the weather.
That's true. They do.
Yeah, usually this cold in Las Vegas. It's like, oh, it's cold where I'm from. Of course, you live in British Columbia. We get it. It's cold up there. Why are we talking about this?
I said -3, and she's like, Fahrenheit or Celsius? There is 10 in Celsius.
If that was -3 Celsius, we would be in the ice age.
Yeah.
Wow.
They
talk about their dating history, and Tony tells us it's been about 5 years, and then he just kind of looks at her, and
they just stare into each other's eyes.
And Debbie, she starts that tingle again.
She's like, I'm getting all tingly. Ooh, I can feel it all the way to radiating like fingers going all over my body.
Ooh, ooh.
And then, get ready.
And then Tony says, how would you like to go inside and come up to my hotel room?
You know, that's a great move.
And I like it that there's no pretense about it.
No.
If it was me, if I would have been Tony in this situation. Tony. If I would have been Tony, I was like, is that a little cold? You want to go up? You want to like just hang out in my room for a minute, or want to have a drink in my room?
But this is you. No, this is you at 44. Imagine yourself.
Thank you for giving away my age on the air. Nice.
You've said it.
Maybe.
What's wrong
Don't
with
like
it?
To hear it repeated. From now on, I'm in my 40s. There is no second digit. And I'm going to be in my 40s for over 10 years. I'm telling you that now.
But imagine when you're 70. You don't want to fuck around. You're going to say,
no, it's
hey,
fair.
Do you want to come up to my room? And you know what's going to happen.
No, it's fair.
Even Debbie said, wish you would have got around to it sooner.
So they are making out and they're doing
I'm going to stop you right here, y'all. I didn't know this was going to happen so much to us, but I was watching this on Discovery Plus.
Oh, let's not do this again. We've already done this once this week. It
kind of staticky. I had like a, and suddenly
we need
I
to get
see,
your TV fixed.
And suddenly I see The Single Life After Dark.
I hate this. I hate everything about this. I don't like doing this segment. I don't think our listeners do either. If you want to turn off to this, please tell me. I don't like doing these.
So,
I love being. I don't think I should be dragged into doing a bit.
You better bring it because you're playing the role of Mother Debbie. I'm going to be Tony and Pee-wee.
I'm a professional.
And. Action. Welcome to my room, Debbie.
This is nice.
Yeah.
I like the bedspread. Kind of looks quite inviting.
I don't think he wants to talk about the bedspread. I think he's got a weary look at him, Mom.
Do you want to sit down here on the bed, Debbie?
What's that in your pants?
Oh, Debbie.
Is that a gun? Are you just happy to see me?
Oh, I think I brought something else from the BC.
My husband used to collect guns.
Here, Debbie.
Yeah, I'm loving that taste of your face.
No.
Here, get on the side of my face right here.
No, Mom, don't.
Please mind the peewee, though.
No. Mom, if we fuck him, can you kill him? Can we kill him after, Mom?
Maybe after a year. I gotta get some use out of this one. I need a good dick in peewee. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, Debbie. Oh,
let
wow.
Let me enfold you into my body.
But what'd you do down there, Debbie? Is that into a... Did you shape that into a shape?
Now, that's the bikini line, ain't it?
I do this, Mom.
It looks like a deer, don't it?
Mom, you're gonna ruin Bambi. You know I love that movie because they kill his mom.
Look though, and guess what? It's hunting season.
Fancy.
That was disgusting. Wow. I went somewhere and I couldn't go back. I liked it that you even stopped doing Pee-wee. You just kind of sat over there.
See, that's the deal. You protested, but I got to give it to Poodle.
I'll show up and do it.
You're a method actor.
I'm a performer.
You got into it.
Wow.
Wow.
So, Veronica.
It's hunting season.
It's hunting season.
Wow. Wow. All right. Oh.
So Veronica and Tim are in her bed with masks. And, y'all, they have this codependent relationship. That's just them.
Yeah, they
and
do.
They're pretty upfront with it.
Like Veronica says, Tim is like my sister with a penis.
I'm sure he loves hearing that. He is in a relationship now. Tim is in a relationship.
Yes. Yeah. I think, yeah. And so... Now, but what I loved is we find out a bit about Veronica.
We had never heard this before.
No, I liked it. We find out that she, her parents, she grew up in Florida. Her parents are from Cuba. And she talks about, I was kind of like, and we see these these pictures of her as a teenager, and she was this kind of dorky, awkward kid. And then she said,
didn't speak English till she was six.
And she said, basically, I went to college and I stopped eating Cuban food and I lost weight, which I will gain weight on. It's amazing. Yeah. It's some of my, and it is, it's good. I remember taking Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla and they thought it was
very starchy. Oh, too. God, it'll just, so good.
Oh,
it's good. Good stuff. Too many tostones.
Oh, maybe we can go to Victor's when we're in New York. We don't have time.
No, we actually don't have time.
It's so good.
So, and she said, I was pregnant at 20, and my parents made me get married because that's what you do in a Catholic family. And later on, and it didn't last.
Mm-mm.
And
like they got divorced very, like the baby, she was a year and a half.
And she said, guess what though? I met Tim at a bar. He was the most, I'm going to go up to the most handsome guy there and kiss him. They were in a relationship for 6 years.
And that's where we see, kudos to the music supervisor, because Kim does look like fucking NSYNC in 1994 with his hair and his clothes.
Tim. You said Kim.
Oh, I said Kim. Yep. Tim. He does. So the fact
he does look like NSYNC.
The fact that they played Lockstep, I appreciated it.
We're Lockstep. and she said, he's become a great dad to Chloe, and I don't know what I'd do without him in my life. So,
but they broke up after she said 7 years or something like
six
that.
Years.
Six years. And
she said, now I have a great life. I just need love in my life.
But the crux of this is that, like Veronica says, I talk to your girlfriend, Tim. She says, I talk to her all the time.
Right.
So whoever is in their life needs to be comfortable with.
Right. And Veronica
the other person in their
has
life.
Been talking to a guy. But Tim has not met him or hasn't talked to them. And they've been talking. She said they've been talking for months.
She said, this guy looks like you. He has dark hair and blue eyes. He looks nothing like Tim.
No, this guy's gorgeous. He's hot.
We see his shirt off and holy
shit.
Got
abs. He just needs a little under eye cream.
I kind of thought that was cute about him, his little circles.
Because it means he's straight?
Oh, no. I just thought it means, I don't know.
That means to you.
I gotta process that for some reason. Maybe he's a hard worker. He's up late on nights or he's up late fucking.
Again.
He stays up late giving me that D.
All of these happen.
And then gets up and goes to work in the morning.
These seem to be
my
things that.
Baby takes a morning train.
Yeah, I think you just processed
puts me
it.
Me down that night and then he calls back working for me. It's hunting season.
Well, I think it's just that they're genetic. Because if I don't take care of my under eyes, they're like that for me. Because
it's
both
genetic.
My mother and father have
y'all,
dark
eye
eyes.
Creams that handle under eye circles, they don't. They just kind of cover them up with a little lumifier or illumination. Yeah. But they can't get rid of them.
But I do. But when I moisturize mine, it's a lot better.
It's better, but it won't. Yeah.
I still have them.
You only get rid of them, really. You can put filler, but I prefer you put some of your own fat from your leg or your abdomen, and that's where you put it. That's what I'm going
to
do.
You sound like a surgeon. I prefer to do this.
What? That's what I'm going to do.
Yours go down in a way. Mine kind of go across.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm going to do. Just have them put that fat in there.
I wish I could just make my eye socket not as deep.
But it looks deep because as you age, you're losing.
I see.
So the under eyes are the first thing really to age on someone. So that's why when you see teenagers and they it's just smooth there because they still have that fat under their eye.
Oh, fuckers.
So you just need someone to put some of your fat under your eye.
Why can't I eat fat? And
it would
put
be
it there?
Nice if you, God, to gain weight under your eyes. Wouldn't that be a blessing?
Instead of my ass.
Instead of your ass.
So, y'all, his name is Justin. They met on a dating app.
Maybe that's what Honey Woman's mom wanted.
Mama June?
No, Honey. Who makes Honey?
Anna?
Maybe Anna's mom wanted that. Instead, she got those cholesterol pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Because she got fat on her eyes.
God, I was like, Honey Woman.
Anna and Marcel. They have a baby now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Looks just like Marcel.
It does.
So, they are, and he's like, he's never been married. He has two kids, though, who are 4 and 8.
And Tim's like, Chester Cheat is like, why you want to do that?
Why you want to do that? You suck at dating, girl. He's I don't like this guy already.
It's not going to work out. And she's like, Tim. And then she kind of says, I think maybe you're right. But so.
And she said, and also Tim says, she's very independent. A lot of guys don't know. She's like, especially in the South, a lot of guys don't know how to deal with that.
Because they're in North Carolina, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Asheville. I'm sorry, Charlotte.
Charlotte. Okay. We hope to go to Charlotte
one day. North Carolina's biggest city.
Okay. Charlotte. Love that airport.
Yeah.
Got a Bojangles there. You made me
I
go.
I love Charlotte.
You said, if you don't go to Bojangles, I will not speak to you.
And what'd you think?
Glad I went.
Yeah.
Glad I went.
Good stuff.
Someone got in a fight in front of me in line because their chicken didn't have a biscuit in it.
Wow.
And they got pissed.
That's a reason to get pissed. So they are...
And Veronica's on our plate, y'all. She said he has abs, but more importantly, he has a 401k.
Girl.
Y'all, thank you. Because you know why, y'all? Veronica's a dick pig.
She is.
She is a dicky
she
dick
are
pig.
People.
She are people.
But a lot of dick pigs, you want the dick.
Yeah.
But the second level of that, you're a money pig.
Yeah.
You want money.
Yes. Yes. Sadly, Poodle's dick pig wins out.
Every time,
Every
sadly.
Every time.
She basically says that Tim, she's like, in the past, I've chosen Tim over all my boyfriends.
Yeah.
So obviously, y'all, that's going to be the big
that's
conflict
gonna be, yes, yes,
of
yes.
this season. It is date day.
Date
and,
night.
And he brings her, she brings her flowers. She's like, I'm not a big drinker. Remember that? Yeah. And he's a vegan.
Yes.
And Tim's face is like, vegan.
Vegan. Ah,
what?
So, but they do
puffs
have a mart
on vape.
They do have an espresso I need to have an espresso martini. Have you had one?
I have one.
The only reason I've never had one is usually it's like 8 o'clock at night. If I have that, I'm going to be up all night.
You're old. Let's move on.
Wow.
I can have, but there's not a ton of espresso in them.
Okay.
So, but that's very old that you're worried about
it. I guess the alcohol brings you down.
Yeah.
Or maybe you want to be up all night when you're having one.
That's true. Sometimes it's better to be up.
I guess that is a good.
You're going to knock them back.
That is a good fucking drink.
It is.
Yeah.
Knock them back.
This is kind of what I love about Veronica, y'all. She's dating with something in mind because she's there, have dinner and she, and I have to say, y'all, this guy is totally boring.
He is.
Like,
I think
she's throwing him interesting conversation. I'm not saying this because we love Veronica. She's throwing interesting conversation and he's not.
Can I say this? Most straight men are boring.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Y'all know it's true.
Oh, God.
There's maybe 35%. That's being generous.
Send your letters to Jake.
35% of straight men are interesting. You know what? I'm being generous.
Oh, God.
25. The other are completely uninteresting.
If you listen to this show, you're interesting.
I'm sure your husband's fine. A lot of people are looking at like, they're like, you know, I love my husband, but he is boring. Or maybe you found one of the 25%.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, 25%. The rest are dull.
Oh, God.
And they can only talk to their friends about sports or titties.
Wow.
And we live in a place where I would say the straight men, interesting straight men ratio here is probably 30, 35. There are more interesting men here.
We're going to get letters. We're going to get letters. I'm sorry. But he is boring because he talks about, or straight guys talk about just working out all
yes,
the time.
Yes, I'm telling you.
And that, and like literally on his off.
That's why women are just a different species altogether. They're a better species.
Oh, women are the higher, the better,
and
yes.
And they're just more interesting.
They are, because who knew Veronica is into fucking magic?
I loved this. And she juggles.
Yeah.
She went to magic camp.
She did go to magic camp.
If magic
nerd.
Camp, if magic camp had been available to me,
oh,
I would have totally gone to magic
I would have gone
camp.
To, but we're nerds.
Y'all, I was into magic. But unfortunately, unlike my oldest nephew, who tries to put magic tricks on me, I was actually halfway decent at it. And he's like, wait, I did that wrong. I'm like, you had one chance. Now you already revealed it to me.
But you really weren't that good as a magician because you were just trying to get a man to appear.
Fair. No, I was trying to, it's like, I was like, how can I show you I'm gay in five words? Abracadabra!
It's true.
Yeah.
And so she can juggle. She took a circus skills class. Like, she's saying interesting things. I bet this is Veronica's, like, this is my lead-in on a first date.
Yeah.
But because you all should have good things to talk about on a first date.
I also think a lot of people... I don't do this because I think of a lot of people who are guarded on first dates.
They are, but he's boring. And I think she, this is what I think. This isn't what Veronica, I'm not,
I don't know if he's that boring.
But we're not talking to Veronica. I don't want to know what her strategy was. I want us to just watch.
I find men, I know of men who are a lot more boring than he is.
No, yeah, that's, well, it's that's because he has abs and I think he has a decent dick.
It's a nice dick.
It's a nice dick. It's not Thanksgiving dick.
No, it's a nice dick.
It's a nice dick.
It's a nice dick. It's a boyfriend
but
dick.
I think Veronica was kind of like in her head, you know, this guy's boring, but he's cute. Let's go back to my house for a night. Let's go fuck.
She's like, drive you back home. And y'all, she walks in.
Yeah, they drive back home for a night.
Chester Cheetah is there.
On the couch, just flicking his tail.
Yo, I'm
that's
a cock
not really
block.
A good tail flick. Yeah, he is a cock block.
That is cock blocking to the nth power.
And I was proud of Veronica being a dick pig.
And y'all, he just sits down and Tim just kind of looks and he's like, hey there.
Hey. And Veronica Caballero's like, I don't know what to do.
She just leaves the room.
She just leaves and they're both just sitting there and Tim's kind of looking at him like, who's going to say something first?
And that guy is just like staring at him like, I can't believe this is happening. He had such blue balls too because he thought he was at least getting a blowjob.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get a BJ. Because she wore her hair down. And
yes.
Y'all, when ladies wear, just so you know, because I know so much about straight dating. When you wear your hair down for a man, he thinks of like when he used to watch those sexy kind of porno movies, he's just thinking about you laying down and your hair falling all over his balls. And then you taking your hand and brushing your hair and flipping it back and going, oh, it's so beautiful. And then sucking his dick, which in your head, you're just thinking, I wonder how much he contributed to that 401k when you're tickling his balls.
I know. Like I'm saying, that's not, women aren't thinking about that.
Women, no. Yeah. No.
But
they're sitting, you're sucking his dick, and while he closes his eyes, you're looking around with your eyes to see what he's got, to see if he actually has a decent job. That's what
true.
I do.
You're looking at pictures, any ex-wives.
Yeah, their heads back, they're going, oh, Lord. You're like, does he really have two kids, or is there a third one in there? I don't know
about.
Are
these Brooklyn in sheets?
Yeah.
Is there a safe?
Women are the better species.
Yeah, it's just more evolved, really.
More evolved,
yeah,
really.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, and he even says, what you think about her? And Veronica's like, I'm right here.
Don't talk about her like
I'm not here. And y'all, Tim just says, it's getting late. You need to, I'll walk you out.
And she goes, huh? And he's like, yep. And he just walks, and Tim and Veronica, she says to him later, she's like, to Tim, she says, fuck my life.
Yeah.
And he just heads home.
He's like, you cock blocked me. And Tim's like, you're going to, what is he? He's like, you're going to, oh, you're not going to fuck around with this girl. So,
yeah.
I that's what this season's going to be about for them.
Can we talk about someone? I know it's a long show because.
Why is this a long show?
Because single life is one of the most interesting
things we talk about. But it's 45 fucking minutes.
Also, it makes us go off on tangents.
Us?
It's not just me. Anyway, y'all. So Tanya, who, again, is giving us Tania, starting to give us Tania energy.
Oh, yeah. Tania vibes for sure.
All you really know about this, we can cut this segment shorter in that, like, they're going around. They go to these caves. This is all great. None of it matters because
there's bats in the caves.
Yeah.
Hey there, boy.
Hey there. I'm gonna bite you.
None of it matters because this guy can't get past the. I thought we. okay, she's not divorced, you're fine with it. But then they go to the beach, and he brings it up again.
He never said he was fine with it.
No, I mean, I thought we were fine with it. It was kind of like, he brings it up again on the beach. Well, and I think it's fair.
I think it's fair. It's not, you know what it is? It's not that she really, this is a value judgment now, because she didn't say, yeah, I should have told you, I'm actually not divorced. But she keeps goading at him to be contrary. She's like, well, I don't think I'm divorced. So she because she had to be right that her version of divorce wasn't what his version was.
Yes.
She had to try to convince him of that,
which
instead of really just being upfront about it.
But, and I think though, again, look, I can see the bright side of, I don't know, a fucking like whatever of something terrible. I don't know, forest fire, whatever. I can, but in this case, I'm like Tanya, I almost said Tania. It's a marriage contract.
Yeah,
like you are married.
Well, it's this
idea of no, the sky isn't blue to me.
Yeah,
my definition is the sky is a fuchsia. No, it's blue.
And also, she's not taking into any account that anyone else's version isn't what she thinks it is. And if you're going to be dating, you can't just explain away a contract.
And everybody knows gravity pulls things down.
Yeah.
So you can't argue against it. It's a contract.
I think my biggest thing he's so hot. She's like, so I'd love to see you again, but that means you're not going home tonight. He's kind of like, so why was I even here?
Because she's saying, because I think this can continue on, and I want to take it slow if this can continue
on. I'll be shocked if he wants to see her again. But here's my question for you. Would you date someone who was married?
No.
Like, I'd fuck someone who was married, like not divorced yet. Yes. I don't know, especially I don't know if I would go on a second and third date. Even if when they said, especially if they hadn't started divorce proceedings.
It's different. It takes a while to file for divorce.
Yeah.
So if they had filed for divorce and they're going
that
through that
process. That might be different.
That is different. That means you put in action the contract.
Yeah.
But you only
have her word that they are, she's like, in my head, we're divorced. And he's like, well, you going to get on it? He's like, I don't think I have to.
Yeah. Because I think I would have, I don't know if I'd have sex with somebody. I mean, I think I would. I would just want to make sure it was on the up
I've
and up.
I've done it. I think I've been named in several suits.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, it's not that she's filed paperwork.
No.
She's almost refusing to do so, and everyone's having to take her word for it.
Because it's not important to her.
Right.
But that's that saying.
And
guess what? If you want to drive a car in this country, you have to get a license. But I don't want to get a license. I don't. And I'm like, well, then you can't drive a car.
In my head, I mentally have a driver's license. And spiritually, I have a driver's license.
That's what it's like. Well, then you can't drive a car.
And she's so hard-headed and contrary that she doesn't understand that someone else could think differently about it.
Yeah. It's kind of this new age, like, so optimism that everything's okay. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, this
not
is a black and white
okay.
issue. There are black and white issues in life sometimes.
So we move on to I'm captured by your heart.
That was a good song, too.
Captured by your heart. And it's Natalie just looking crazy. Opie Taylor.
Opie Taylor. Opie Taylor Spaniel, whatever.
Yes.
So she's like, let's not get left alone. Let's left alone.
Joshua, and I slammed the door.
Because Joshua refuses to be committed at her first date. Second date or whatever.
Yes. But she's like, because he refuses to acknowledge commitment.
And then we hear, ding. Oh, he said, come downstairs. So she's angry. And then now she's just flippantly happy.
I could watch this maniac.
I really realized what she is. She is a human tilt-a-whirl.
I'm telling you, It is nothing but funny to
me. Put her in Alice in Wonderland because she is mad as a hatter.
She is, it is absolute cuckoo.
Oh.
And that's why I'm saying if I had a lot of money, I would just, she could get her own reality show and the cameras just followed her nonstop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it would just be soundbite after soundbite after soundbite of her saying cuckoo shit.
I know. Y'all, this is behind the scenes. It's not going to happen because she won't be able to do it. But I begged Poodle. I'm like, please let us just try to invite Natalie to our Tampa show. She won't come. And he's like, what are we going to do with the interview with her? I'm like, it'll be just fucking bonkers.
No, it would be the most uncomfortable interview ever.
Oh, I know you're right, but that cringe part of me that loves to watch cringe just play out would love it, but it probably would backfire on me because it would be on us.
Yeah, it would just be weird. So
you invited me to a picnic on a beach. I said yes.
Oh, I'm fascinated by this car. A Tesla. I need to say, about 10 years ago, the people who drive Teslas were ridiculously rich. About 5 years ago, it was only douchebags, the douchiest of the douches. Now, it's half and half in California. I see so many.
There are a lot of like young douchey guys though, yeah. Especially. Kind of like, I'll be honest, who kind of give off a Josh vibe.
Yeah, they do.
Who own Teslas now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in a Hollywood movie, right? And I love it.
And I love it, yes.
So she's like.
And he said, Josh, it's a beautiful day on the water. You can say I'm beautiful. Oh, well, yeah, you are gorgeous. Thank you.
You're beautiful, too.
You're gorgeous.
Just cuckoo magoo.
Oh, just.
And then she says, if something that bothers me.
So they're on the beach now. I think, are they in Malibu? It looks like they are.
Looks like it.
It's a beautiful beach day. And y'all, again.
This is date three.
If you don't watch this show, if you just listen to us, go back and at least just watch this beach scene because it was madness.
Yeah, it was. Really was.
It really was.
She just goes, so, why didn't it work out with your ex?
Oh, well, you know, we were young in our 20s. We, you know, we got married.
What about the second mother of your child?
Well, you know, I don't really want to tell you that I actually was kind of at Hooters and got too drunk.
But was
that,
it you know, planned?
No, it wasn't planned, but sometimes things happen. But you know what? I'm so grateful I have my daughter. She's the love of my life.
You know, one is a mistake. Two is a habit. Three times is a failure.
No, it's a fate.
Fate, sorry.
It's a fate.
It's a fate. I've been married three times. I think of myself as failure.
That's what she said. I think of myself as failure. And I love that she said one time it's mistake. And then didn't put the and then the second she says two times it's a habit.
Yeah.
And then three times it's a fate.
It's a fate.
It's a fate.
So after that,
we got to unpack that. What does that mean?
I think it really means some fortune teller said it to her, where one time is a mistake, two times you're repeating your patterns. I don't really know what three. I think three times is a fate means. That's what you're locked in. Yeah.
But it did make me laugh like a hyena when she said this and then said, I was married three times. Yes. And she doesn't even get, I went, you're not even trying to like have empathy in a situation.
No.
I just went, why is she saying,
she flips into herself.
She like is saying like, and Josh says, well, people can change and that happens in life.
I actually understood her thought process thusly. I think
that scares me about you.
I know, but
this is the woman who hugged a tree, Poodle.
I think I think she was saying that we're both broken.
Okay.
That was her way of being convivial.
Okay.
But what happened was it sounded like she was a fucking nutcase.
Yeah. That's what I got.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden she just kisses him.
But no, not kiss. She leans over and just puts out her lips.
Yes.
And looks at him and goes,
Y'all, she kisses him. He kisses him more, and
turns away. She like stops, and then she leans
in again. She's coquettish. Yes,
and then they make out on the beach.
And she says later on, I'm scared of me not being able to control my feelings. I don't want to be hurt again.
But again, she said, I decided I miss kiss. I miss kiss. And it was like in the Hollywood movies.
Everything's a Hollywood.
And then she says, I will cherish this memory. It becomes so sacred.
So weird.
Everything is so sacred. God.
That's all I got.
I love this show. I love it. It's so good, y'all. It's my favorite 90 Day. This episode solidified. This is my favorite version of 90 Day Fiancé.
It's a ride for me, and the concept shouldn't work because, like I said before, that's why the subtitle should be, if you don't think too hard, it's great.
It's great.
Because I'm constantly reminded how garbage these people are, with the exception of Veronica.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
That's the show.
That's the show. Sorry it was long, but God, it was fun. I had a good time. You can go to our Instagram and our TikTok. That's where you can find. We're really working on our meme game. And y'all, producer Christina is pushing out. Believe me, we are getting inspired from the single life. Believe you me.
Believe you me.
Believe you me. We get inspired.
For better or for worse.
Better or for worse.
Mostly for worse.
Deer hunting. But anyway, y'all. So, hey, and follow us on social media. And if you are liking the memes that we put out, we post them in our... Y'all, all you have to do is press that little paper airplane button. Share that to your Instagram story.
Love it.
Share that to your TikTok.
Sharing is caring.
Help get the word out. It really means a lot to us. We the more that we grow, for some of you that say like, hey, why don't you come to Toledo or Des Moines? Well, we're not big enough to come to those
right.
big cities.
Right.
If you want us to come, the best way you can do that is if you share a show, we grow our show, and that actually gives us a bigger presence. And we can go to fucking... Lincoln.
And you're the person, we're not going to Lincoln, Nebraska. And you're the one person who brought us to Toledo, Ohio.
You're the one person.
We'll never go to Lincoln, Nebraska. Never.
But Anna and Marcel, though, we could do a show with them.
No. No, we won't.
Oh, she gave us honey.
We're not going to Alaska either.
We.
Sorry. You're going to have to come.
What if we do what if we do a reality gaze cruise to Alaska?
Maybe. I'll have to bring, like, several men.
Think about Alaskan gay men, though. They're really hard up and really grisly.
Ooh, that is true.
On that note, y'all, be sure to follow us on all the things. Share if you care. And remember, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love at all the wrong places?
Yeah. And if you want to shave your muff in the shape of a deer, I'm telling you, it's a real panty dropper. It's hunting season.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.